Escape to the exotic beauty of Morocco with our exclusive small group tours. Experience intimate group sizes that ensure personalized attention and unforgettable adventures. From the enchanting streets of Marrakech to the serene beauty of the Sahara Desert. Forge friendships that last a lifetime while immersing yourself in Morocco's rich culture, vibrant traditions, and warm hospitality. Book your small group tour with Destination Morocco today. Experience the intimacy of a private tour at an affordable price. Go to our website, destinationsmorocco.com, that's destinations with an S, morocco.com, and reserve your spot today. Welcome to the Destination Morocco podcast, the show that takes you away to the beautiful country of Morocco. I am your host, Azzedine El Moustakim. In each episode, we explore Moroccan culture, history, attractions, and activities. Real and practical information coming from experienced travelers and native Moroccans like myself. And now, let's go exploring. Welcome back, everyone, to Destination Morocco podcast. This is your host, Azzedine. Thank you for coming along on my journey this summer through Morocco. In our last episode, we visited an authentic Berber-owned kasbah in the Dance Valley, halfway between Marrakech and the Merzouga Desert. I chatted with the Riad owner, Mehdi. It was a lot of fun, and I really, really enjoyed our episode about life. You know, we talked about life, living in the narrow gorge where the buildings really cling to the side of the cliffs. It's beautiful, beautiful, especially when you get a bird's eye view from the top. He offers tremendous views of the lush green oasis below. Check out that episode if you have not already. It was a lot of fun recording it and putting it together as well. You can find it in our list of episodes in your favorite podcast app, wherever you listen to the podcast. And you'll have the direct link in the show notes from today as well. In today's episode, we continue on our southern tour of Morocco and arrive in what is often considered the highlights of the traveler's time in Morocco, the Merzouga Desert itself. Our host, Issaid, manages and co-owns Sahara Sky Luxury Camp. And Said, just to give you a little bit of background, he's also the chef. And when they played the music, he plays the music with them as well. So he's really, really talented. The camp is located at the heart of the desert, yet just 38 kilometers from the town of Erfoud, which is the local center. Said and I sat down to talk about how he founded his camp, how they maintain their own animals, gardens in the desert, their emphasis on organic ingredients in their incredible food, and how the food itself is different from your standard Moroccan fare. When you're ready to go beyond the tagine and the couscous, Said and his kitchen have wonderful original recipes for you to try. All this in addition to a surprising number of activities located on site or a short drive away. That's the thing, because when you're in Merzouga, you think that that's it. That's where the experience ends. It doesn't. There's so many things you can do in the camp as well. Tons and tons of stuff and activities to do while in Merzouga. So you can spend 2 days, 3 days, even 4 days, and you're not going to get bored. So there's so much stuff to do. The desert is about more than just a camel ride and dune buggies, although you shouldn't miss out on doing them either. But the Merzouga area has a number of important cultural sites, some dating back hundreds or thousands of years, that connect the area of Berber and North African history. You can take part of cooking class, you go into the camp, you know, you go, you pick your vegetables, you pick your meat, and then you take it inside the camp and you cook it. Or a musical performance at the camp itself. They can have, you know, different groups of music depending how you would like to be hosted. In our case, he was kind enough and he had the Gnawa group music, which was a lot of fun. So we really enjoyed it and they stayed with us for quite some time. So, cooking class and musical performance at the camp itself before relaxing under the stars. This is Merzouga, and nothing compares to the show put on by the night sky. It is just incredible. You'll hear peacocks and cats in the background as we chat. Close your eyes and imagine yourself in this beautiful desert paradise. Because, of course, you yourself can experience all of this as well. Contact us at Destination Morocco and learn about our custom itineraries and tour packages. We'd love to profile our partners and attractions in our episodes, which you can then be sure to request as part of your own tour. Visit destinationsmorocco.com, and that's destinations with an S, morocco.com. We look forward to showing you our country and enjoy our conversation today with Mr. Saeed. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
One, two.
Welcome to Destination Morocco podcast. Today we're talking to you from Merzouga, Morocco, and we have an amazing host and owner, Mr. Saeed. Mr. Saeed, welcome to Destination Morocco podcast.
Well,
we're very happy
very
and very glad to have you with us today. Can you tell us and the audience about you, about your camp, please?
My name is Saeed. I'm the owner manager of the camp. It's family business, run by three brothers, but I'm the manager here. We built it in 2017. But before we built it, we grew the palm trees, olive trees, and the pomegranate trees like 14 years ago.
Oh, wow. So 14 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At least we can have some shade and
it's
windy. So
absolutely.
As you experienced yesterday,
yes,
there was like wind outside, but inside the camp,
can
it was
it.
Okay. Yeah,
very
exactly.
Quiet,
yeah.
Yes. I walked around the property we have, and it is a massive investment. The place looks incredible. The food, everything is just beyond delicious. I mean, I remember dinner last night. It was very different. Dinner, normally, anywhere you go, you almost get the same couscous, the tagine with beef, chicken, and so forth. But yesterday, we were very surprised with the meal that we were served. We had pumpkin soup, and then we had a salad, which looked very different than any salad we've had in the Southern Morocco tour. Yeah. And then we had the main dish. And even the main dish, it has like a little bit of everything. If you would, a little bit of vegetables, mac and cheese, done a little bit different than what we used to in the U.S. And then the chicken, the meat, everything. Then the tomatoes with a really, really nice sauce, creamy sauce. Can you tell us what was in dinner last night, especially the main dish? I know the salad was very good. I love the tomatoes in the salad and then in the dish. Can you describe the dinner to us? When somebody comes in to Sahara Sky Luxury Camp, what should they expect for dinner?
So that's a good question regarding the food here in Morocco. So as the people who came to Morocco, they always have the same food everywhere they go.
Yeah.
Such as the couscous, tagine, or barbecue.
Okay.
That's why said maybe, and we thought that it's better to change the food and give them something different than other places. And concerning what we always serve to our guests, like the pumpkin soup or a vegetable soup or something like that, then salad with avocado, and for the main dish,
the feature dish,
with the cream fish and the mushrooms,
yes,
tomatoes cooked with the cream fish as well,
cream fresh, okay,
and some herbs, yeah,
okay.
Potatoes, it's like French fries, but it's cooked in a different way,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was very delicious,
yeah.
It was very different, it's a little different than what a lot of people would expect. I mean, for me, the dinner really stood out last night, and then we had breakfast today, which is just amazing. I love coffee, and I drink coffee all the time. And a lot of people with us were asking, hey, what type of milk is this? Is this powder milk? Is this? Until we asked the gentleman who served us breakfast, and he said that you guys use what type of milk?
Goat milk, yeah.
Why do you use goat milk?
It has a different taste.
For sure.
You cannot get it wherever you go.
Exactly, yes.
Only cow milk or The food we have here that we make, it's organic.
Organic.
Yeah, exactly, because we grow some of the vegetables here. And as well, we have some animals here, in which we can at least use some of their products, like goat's milk.
Okay.
Or eggs. Eggs. Coming from
That's the other thing. You know, it's funny. We haven't had this type of eggs in a very long time. You know, we just looked at the farm, we saw the animals, and it's different. Everything is grown here, which is just incredible. So the milk that we had was goat milk, amazing. So it has a little bit of different taste in the coffee, and it's just, I really, really, really enjoyed it. So you have the animals here, which is kind of unusual, because in a lot of the camps, there's no animals. It's just you come in, you have your dinner, the next day you have your breakfast, and then off you go to your next destination. So what's the reasoning behind having the animals here? And also, if you can tell us what type of animals you have, Mr. Said, please.
Yes, of course. So as you know, I am originally from here, from this region, exactly from Mirzugal. So I was born in a small village called Hasilabiyat. My grandparents, they used to be there, so they lived for a long time there, and they were nomads. Nomads always, they have goats, they have some of them.
Of course,
camels,
of course,
so
of course.
They never read them.
Their stock, livestock. Yeah. Okay.
That's why we still have, even I went to the civilization and they changed the way of my life, but I'm still doing
your
some
roots.
Of those exactly.
Absolutely.
That's why we brought the animals here. As well, another idea is to do the cooking class for those who stay here tonight. We teach them how to make Moroccan dish.
Okay.
Then we take them to the place where they can pick some of the vegetable. We go to the kitchen and we teach them exactly step by step how to prepare. At the end, they eat what they prepare.
Oh, nice, nice. So can you tell us, we're hearing some kind of noise in the background. Can you tell the audience what that noise is? Or which
that's
animal?
That's a peacock.
Peacock?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So as you know, we have peacock, we have turkey.
Turkey, okay.
Chicken.
Chicken.
Goats.
Goats.
Alpino.
Alpino.
Alpino goats. And
sheep.
Pigeons and rabbits.
Rabbits.
Yeah.
What about cats?
We do have as well. So
What's the reason of having cats in the camp? It makes no sense to me to have cats.
Yeah, that's a good question.
How many do you have, by the way?
So as you know, here in the desert, we have some insects,
yes,
such as scorpions and spiders.
Spiders, okay.
Yeah. So that's the reason why we brought the cats here, because they don't.
That's the cleaning
them to run here. Yeah, they clean it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many cats do you have in a camp?
I think around 36.
36.
Like that.
Oh
yeah.
Wow! Yeah. That's a lot of cats.
That's, yeah, huge number.
Okay, so this is really, really different. We've stayed here. We send you all our guests, and the feedback that we get from them is just incredible. I mean, time after time after time, it's just, it's really, really amazing. And we're very fortunate to be here and experience with you your hospitality, your generosity. It's really, really amazing. What can you tell us if somebody wants to book with you? What other type of things they expect from the moment they walk in? Because last night when we came in, everybody was greeted with Moroccan tea, but yesterday you did something special for us. Can you tell us about it? And if, you know, your guests or our guests want to book something like that, how they can get it done?
Normally we take them to the place where they will take the camels.
Mm-hmm.
So do they come right?
Yes.
They have the sunset over the dunes.
Absolutely.
Then once they get here, we greet them with the Moroccan tea, milk and dates. When
milk
it's
and
the
dates,
dates
really
time.
Nice.
So as you see,
yes,
dates are almost ready to pick in August.
Okay.
Yeah. Then sometimes when there are like huge groups, or we greet them as well with special group from the region.
I see.
Gnawa group.
Gnawa
music. Exactly.
Okay. And that's exactly what, that's the experience that we had last night. And it really, really was good. It was incredible. They greeted with music. We came, we had our dinner, and then afterwards we had a, you know, a party, and everybody was dancing and having a really, really good time. But what surprised me is you were in the middle of it. You were playing the drums, doing this, playing the flute. I mean, it's just like you doing everything, you know. That is just amazing. So tell us a little bit more about your camp. Why should people stay here versus staying somewhere else? I know the reasons why we stay here, but for somebody else who doesn't know you, and wants to make a decision.
So for those who want to have a unique experience and enjoy their stay, we are here, and that's why we are here as well. So we work with integrity and honesty. We always treat our guests as like friends or family members.
I see.
I'm always here, not like other places. The boss or the owner is not there.
He's not there, yeah.
But I have to be here just to
make sure that everything is...
Exactly, to make sure that everything is going perfect and everybody enjoyed
the experience.
The experience and the stay.
Absolutely. Just to add to what you have just said, Mr. Said, it's really, really important when you book your accommodation or your stay in Merzouga Desert. It's really important. Someone is, like he said, they're not here, but he's here for you to make sure that everything goes smooth and you have the best of experiences, whether it's dinner, whether it's your tent, whether it's your breakfast, the whole experience. He makes sure that it's smooth, and if something happens, you know he'll take care of it.
Thank you very much. We really
appreciate everything you do for us and our guests. And I know you do the same for all the guests that come to your camp. So what else can you tell us about your history or the camp's history or Merzouga region in general, so people know what to expect when they get here, please?
Merzouga is a part of the real Morocco, as we say.
Yes.
It's one of the places or the destinations that leads people to come to Morocco.
Oh, for sure.
And that's why some of big cities, they have more tourists coming there, such as in Marrakech or in Fez. It's because of the Sahara Desert.
Yeah. So basically, Merzouga Desert or the Merzouga experience, if you're coming to Morocco, especially if you're doing a southern Morocco tour, Merzouga is a must stop. You know, we've been here for 2 days, and in my opinion, I used to think one day is enough, but it's not enough. You can do 2 days, you can do 3 days, you can do 4 days, or even 5 days. There's so many things to do and see in Merzouga. I've learned so much in the last 2 days about Merzouga, and I fell in love with it even more. So, you know, somebody wants to come here and do other activities instead of, for example, we did the camel last night, we did the quad early morning today because Imran, that's what he wanted to do. So what other things can people do here, Mr. Said, and experience here?
They can do like a tour around the dunes by four in order to discover the nomad lifestyle.
I see.
And as well to visit the Mephis mine, and as well a visit to the Ginawa, to Khamliya village. It's like the dark-skinned people village. So as you know, their origin...
Sub-Saharan.
They came from Mali and Sudan as slaves. And later, our tribe gave them land to build their own our village.
So yes.
A visit as well to the Sergi Lake, but now it's dry.
Yeah.
As you know, it has been a long time, it didn't rain.
Yes, 5 years.
Yeah. Then a visit to the gardens of Hasselabiyat village or even Merzouga, and as well to the system of the irrigation underground.
Yes.
Or as well, another activity or another day trip, such as to Rissani, yeah. So
yeah,
as you know,
sure.
It was like the first dynasty Alawite, and it was the first capital of Morocco. It was named Sijil Massa. And then to the fossils capital, Erfoud.
Erfoud.
Yeah. Then they came back here, or even another day trip, but more north.
North side, okay.
Exactly, to Safsaf Oasis.
Okay.
Or even a day trip to Taos village.
Taos village, yes.
Yeah. They can see...
the engraved rocks. Can you tell us about the engraved rocks, please, if you have any information? Because we talked about them, me and Salman, giving me a little bit of history, and he said that, you know, it's a really, really important site, but unfortunately, a lot of those rocks have been stolen, have been taken by other people. So that's kind of really selfish. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So to be honest, I don't know that much about that. But
okay.
He said... Like the old people, they said that it's for like an old generation of our grandparents who lived in that place. And fortunately, they are protected by the community and no one can steal it as in other places.
Okay, okay. Perfect. So we can see there's so much to do in Merzouga. You can plan day trips for a long, long time, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days. And you can do either the north side or you can go the south side, which is just incredible. Mr. Said, anything that I should have asked you, but I didn't? Any questions that I should have asked you, but I did not?
So, as you know, there are people, they get afraid to come here, windy here, like they are going to the desert or something like that. So they think that maybe they will have problems, or especially for solo travelers, women traveling alone. But I want to say to people that everything here is safe.
Absolutely.
And it's like different than big cities. Here is safe. People, they look after their guests, and as well the tourists. They don't have to be
nothing
afraid.
To
exactly.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. That's amazing.
Welcome everybody to the Sahara Desert, your second home, for a nice and a unique experience. And see you in Morocco.
Thank you so
Sahara
much.
Sahara Desert.
This concludes our episode from Merzouga with Mr. Said, owner, manager. And by the way, I forgot to mention, who made that beautiful dinner last night?
It was me and some of the stuff, of course.
Yeah.
We do everything here. We play drums. We
oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. Oh, it was delicious. It was
thank
delicious.
Thank you very much.
I love the food. So now I understand the feedback that I get, you know, whether it's Roxanne, whether it's Eric, whether it's Pablo. So this has been really, really good. And thank you to the team, to your hard work. Really, really appreciate it. And Mr. Said, thank you so much for being an amazing host. We're very grateful.
You have traveled the world, but Morocco's allure beckons you. Destination Morocco is here to create the perfect once-in-a-lifetime Moroccan journey, tailored exclusively to your desires. Let us craft an itinerary that unlocks the secrets of this mesmerizing land just for you. For a luxurious, bespoke Moroccan adventure of a lifetime, visit destinationsmorocco.com. That's destinations with an S, morocco.com. And let us turn your dreams into reality. Your amazing Moroccan experience awaits.